You listen to Vectis Radio on FM 104.6. My guest this lunchtime is Claire Kennard. Is that how, have I said it right?
Yes, yeah.
Because you've travelled the world. You're in Australia.
I've lived in Australia, yeah. I come from Gibraltar originally, but I've lived in Australia, lived in UK, and now loving the Isle of Wight.
And yeah, you've been on the Isle of Wight for about 12 years?
Yep, 12 years.
And you're like, are you like the head of regeneration, or how far are you down
there? No, not even remotely.
Oh, really?
I'm basically working within the regeneration team, and I am heading a project that is all about Newport. It's called Shaping Newport, and also looking at some of the other areas as well. So for tonight, for example, I'll be going to East Cowes, but mainly my kind of job at the moment is the project called Shaping Newport.
East Cowes after dark, you're risking it a bit, aren't you? So Newport, let's talk about, first of all, regeneration. What is regeneration for those people that don't know?
So regeneration is about providing more opportunities for people. It's about making the environment that they live in better, looking at ways to bring communities together to basically improve people's lives in terms of where they live, the opportunities they've got, the employment that they've got, and the businesses around them. So it's kind of a wide definition. People seem to think that it's mainly just about putting up new developments and new buildings, but it is so much more than that.
Okay, how far is it going to stretch? When we say Newport, Newport's quite a big place. What area are we looking at?
So the Shaping Newport project, one of the aims that we have is actually to bring in the districts around Newport and start celebrating their identity as well. So encompassing Pan, Barton, Carisbrook as component neighbourhoods of Newport. That's one of the aims of the project, is to try and bring people in to rediscover their identity as living in their historic county town, and making sure that people do feel that they have a connection to the place where they live and work.
How long has this been, you know, there's obviously some kind of plan afoot and the idea. How long have we been sort of putting this plan and idea, you know, forward?
The plan for Shaping Newport. So it started with a consultation process, which is basically where people are asked for their views. So asked by survey. So there was a survey done in 2017. 2,000 residents, people who live in Newport, what we call stakeholders, people who have some sort of interest or in other way connected to Newport, were asked for their opinions. And the survey that was done by a very clever chap called Ian Boyd was quite an excellent survey, in as much that it asked for people's opinions rather than just the kind of tick box giving people options to choose from. He actually collated a whole set of feedback and opinions that people gave in actual quotes, and then he categorized the things that people told him into different categories, and discovered that there was, you know, different categories of things that people were interested in, that people felt strongly about, that people felt were issues. So for example, things like obviously the public realm, what should be done about that, so streets and spaces. So there's lots of different feedback people gave their opinion about. Sometimes they were negative opinions along the lines of that there's not enough greenery in our streets and spaces in Newport, that possibly it looks a little bit untidy in places. There was then a section that was dealing with traffic and parking. People gave their views on what they felt they would like to see more of in Newport. Bearing in mind, this was back in 2017. There was also opinions about identity and belonging. Some of the more sort of issues that were raised were that people felt in Newport that they weren't necessarily, didn't have a sense of identity, that Newport doesn't have a heart, that it's kind of lost a bit of its community spirit. So then all of those different responses were put into categories. And then these categories became the project. The actions that I am working on, the 15 actions that Shaping Newport have, are born out of the feedback and the comments that people made. So in that respect, I find it really exciting to actually be delivering things based on what people actually said they needed and wanted. So starting, for example, with identity and belonging, that's one of the key things that we've started with since September. So I've been in post since September, and very lucky to have had the actions already kind of recommended. So I'm basically putting it into action straight away. the identity and belonging strand of the project, we've started to address by doing some work on giving people back the history of their town. We've organised some history walks. We had one the other day. I was quite amazed that people turned up in the absolute pouring rain to do a walk around Newport looking at the buildings and the history of the buildings. But apparently it was very well received. So in spite of the weather, that went down very well. So giving people back that sense of identity and community by little initiatives like history walks, like collaborating with another colleague of mine who's doing some work on a history trail, creating different points of interest throughout the town. We've got a new town map that was commissioned by the Newport and Carisbrook Parish Council, which has got a focus of history in the map. So giving an information object that identity that Newport is a historic county town.
I'm glad you came in and told us about this, because I had no idea about the stuff you just told us about.
What idea about sort of the project itself?
Yeah, it's I know about the regeneration thing. People have been talking about that for a long time, but you know, just going around and doing trips around Newport and things like that. I mean, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know, and it's really quite sad because there is a lot of history about Newport, and I've always said that about the Isle of Wight, where you don't make enough of it.
Yeah.
So it's good to know, but it's something that hasn't been very well publicised, if I may say so.
The history of Newport is fascinating. I'm not a historian. My background is I did a degree in pharmacy and I've been a chemistry teacher. So I've come into this job, with a passion for Newport, but I didn't necessarily know some of the history behind it. We have 350 listed buildings and monuments in Newport. And the Guildhall, which is a beautiful building, was designed by John Nash. Now, these are the things that some islanders may well know very sort of, be very familiar with, but I definitely didn't know these things. And going on the history walks with Richard, who's from the Heritage Department, has really opened my eyes to the fascinating history of our amazing county town that is really overlooked.
These little trips around Newport, were they open to the public as well?
Yeah, they're open to the public. We're going to be organising some more in the new year. You'll be able to find out about them on our Shaping Newport Facebook page. We also have a Twitter and a Instagram. If you search for Shaping at Shaping Newport on Twitter, you'll find us, and also on the Facebook page. They're run as events, organising more in the new year. And they're just a start to try and reconnect people with the history of the town. I mean, the project's not all about the history. We've got many different strands to the project, but this is one of the things we're starting with, is looking at how do we start Newport in its proper place as the county town of Newport.
You mentioned
off the Isle of Wight.
You mentioned a little while ago that there were you asked these questions and 2,000 people came forward with ideas, so on and so forth. Will people have the opportunity to put their ideas through?
So there was over 3,000 people that were asked to do these surveys, both online and in person. The regeneration programme has a consultation throughout it. The latest consultation period has finished on the 12th of October, but there's always opportunity to put forward your views, and also it is welcomed. I think sometimes the general public don't necessarily have a full understanding that when a strategy or a proposal is created, and it is a draft strategy or draft proposal, there will be another version which takes into account the feedback that we get. So the more feedback that people give, the more their views will be taken into account when policies and strategies are made. The 30 High Street in Newport is a retail space which is being used as the regeneration hub for consultation, and the public are very welcome to pop in at any time, pick up leaflets, come and talk to me or any member of the regeneration team who might be there. For example, the planning team are going to be there on Tuesdays until I think it's the third week in January. They won't be there during the Christmas break period, but they've been in for the last two Tuesdays to allow people the opportunity to give their views on the current island planning strategy. And people are very welcome to come in to look at the documents. There should be no secrets with these documents. Regeneration isn't something that's going to be done to people. It should be done with them, with their consultation. And I think there is sometimes a little bit of hesitation from people to kind of do that.
On that note then, you know, it's a case of, right, okay, regeneration. And I'm all for regeneration. I think we've got to move forward. We can't move backwards. We can't stand still because we can see what's happened. You know, we can all see that. But what about the people that, just say, for instance, this regeneration that might be overlapping someone else's business or someone else's space, someone else's area, are they being taken into consideration? Do they need to worry or do they need to get on board? Yes, that would be good. But do they need to worry about it?
Do you mean regeneration in terms of a physical regeneration?
Yeah.
Because it's so much more than that. I mean, some of the sort of proposals for development of areas is physical regeneration, but that's just one section of what regeneration
sure.
is.
Sure, but let's tackle that so that people know exactly where they stand. I mean, you know, do they need to be worried?
People don't need to be worried because essentially regeneration is about making positive change to the community, to the environment. And if people, you know, see it as something to be feared, then there's obviously something that's going wrong. It's, for example, if people are particularly concerned about a specific development near them, it may be that the development is a private development. I think there's sometimes some confusion as to what regeneration is. So regeneration is about facilitating and enabling. It's not necessarily about the council coming along and building stuff. That's not my job specifically either. It's about facilitating, sure. enabling, giving opportunities. So if people have got concerns about something that they're specifically worried about, for example, yesterday we had some people coming in talking about some development that was that has been not approved but has been suggested in Freshwater, and they came in and they were able to speak to a planning officer in 30 High Street and raise their concerns and get some very good advice and reassurance back about how to put forward their views and their opinions and how they can make sure that it has evidence backing it up. So it's more than just an assertion, it's actually something that has got some evidence. So you can get some good advice about what to do if you're concerned about a particular, say, development
It's always best to go in and communicate and ask those questions, and that's what we got you coming in. It's not this. The reason why we got you come in is to talk about the positive side of things. And if there is anything negative or anything that concerns people, let's air our concerns and let's alleviate them. Obviously, we are in an area where it's been earmarked for, you know, regeneration. We have heard and we have seen some plans, and obviously, you know, there are people around this building at the Riverside Centre. So, you know, they're now thinking, well, what's going to happen to us? Mm. What would you say to them?
What's going to happen to
us here at the Riverside Centre? Yeah.
Well, the answer is, at the moment, there are no plans that specifically deal with specific buildings. So basically, the regeneration team are facilitating some progress and some kind of options to be made for the harbour area. It's an exciting time to think about improvements to the harbour, which will benefit the whole town of Newport, the people who live here, providing new opportunities for housing, new opportunities for employment, for leisure, but none of it is already decided. I think sometimes people think that just because a architect has drawn a diagram and a drawing and a picture, that is what is decided. The regeneration team's job is to make sure that there is opportunity given. They're not necessarily the ones who make it happen. We need developers to do that, and we need the community to give their feedback on what they want and what they feel is important to them. So in terms of actual specifics, at the moment, that's in the future.
What sort of time frame are we looking at?
For
looking at this place, you know, just say, for instance, we look at this place, we look at the, you know, the things that are attached to it. What sort of time frame are we looking at for regenerating this area?
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure. It's in the beginning stages where there has been a plan that is being commissioned. So it's called a master plan, which basically sets out the vision for what's going to happen to this area. So that is being developed at the moment. I think the longer term plans are over a number of 5 years, but I might have to, you know, ask my assistant director and director of regeneration for a bit more information on that. I can get back to you if you like.
Okay, great. Because the way I see it is the more you come in, the more we discuss it, the more we we, you know, the better we can move forward. You mentioned something interesting just now about, you know, community spirit, and I think you're right. I think we've kind of lost our way a little bit, and you know, I think community spirit is a lovely, wonderful thing, and I think we've got it in pockets, we've got it in areas, and you know, I do look at this. This place here where we're at, the Riverside Centre, there's over 40 different charities in here. So there is an element of community spirit. There's plenty here.
That's a really big, important part of the Shaping Newport project. There are three specific kind of areas that were recommended we work on, and they give a rather nice acronym. Considering that I'm a chemistry teacher, it sort of tickles me because it's DNA. So DNA means something totally different to a biologist than it does to me at the moment. But the areas were destination, so looking at making Newport somewhere that has a sense of place and a sense of identity. Navigation, looking at how do people get in and out, making sure that there are good pedestrian routes, good cycling routes. And then association, what you've just been talking about, bringing together businesses, associations, community interest companies, individuals, organisation, bringing together all those people to try and say, how can we tackle this together? How can we start to make the dots and build better connections between services, between the council and between businesses? So the Shaping Newport project is actually a collaboration between three organisations in Newport. It's the Newport Business Association, the Newport and Carisbrook Parish Council and the Isle of Wight Council. So those three organisations are working together to try and deliver the 15 actions that have been recommended and to try and give Newport that, you know, sense of community and place, and make some small public realm physical changes as well. But that it's actually already a partnership of three, and one of the really important parts, the first part of this project, has been to make lots of connections. So the first part of my job was a whirlwind of meeting people, of getting together with people to find out, you know, what are they already doing? What can we help them to do? What can we enable them to do? How can we bring the community and let them have their ideas and basically facilitate? So for example, one of the things that I'm really keen on, one of the messages I'm really keen on getting out, is that we are looking for people who want to do community initiatives and mini projects in Newport. So for example, the squares, St Thomas's Square, St James's Square, at the moment, one of the feedback we got from Shaping Newport was that they are underutilised. People, the public, want to see more use of the squares for entertainment, for spectacle, for education purposes. We don't necessarily have a lot going on. They're often just thoroughfares. So one of the things that we'll be looking at in the new year, and what I want to get started, is inviting people to come forward. If you have an idea for something that you would like to hold in the square, get in touch and we will help you and enable you to do that. Because it's not always easy to know, how do I go about holding a outdoor children's book reading session on a Saturday morning in the summer? You might have that idea, you might think, that's what I'd love to do, but you don't know how to go about it. And you might think, oh, it's going to be too difficult. There's going to be licenses required and it'll cost money. So come and talk to us. We'll see if we can help enable you to do that. Or okay, you might be a juggler, or you might have a theatre group. You'd love to put on an outdoor theatre. So we're inviting people to come and see about helping to get these initiatives off the ground.
Okay, I've got to be honest with you, you know, whenever we go around the country and we go into little towns like Newport, there's a lot of that sort of thing going on, and it's thriving. One of the things that I look at, and I think there's one place that we go to on a regular basis, there's always a market there on certain days, but the market's it's thriving, it's massive, it's huge, and it works. And we've always sort of had this market where, you know, I don't want to put it down, but it's always a bit small and it's always bit hit and miss. It's always in a confined area, and to me it doesn't work as well as what other places do. So is there a plan at some point to make Newport High Street, maybe pedestrianize it so that we can have bigger things and better markets?
That's not part of the Shaping Newport aims.
It's not?
No, I haven't heard
shouldn't
anything
it be
about it. Well, in from my personal opinion, I'd love to see that. I'm the kind of person who, you know, gets the bus to work and loves to walk, so personally, yes, but that's not what being part of the regeneration team is about. You have to focus on the actions that you're tasked to do, and that's not really in my project. But yeah,
can't we add it in?
Well, we'll see.
Can't we change the rules and add it so it's better?
I'll just add another thing to the huge list of things that I'm trying to achieve. I mean, it's something which we should possibly ask the public about, and put that into the slow cooker for another time and see if we can bring that on board. But you know, the way that the project is running is that I have a list of actions that need to be addressed based on what people said in the consultation in 2017. I should imagine that if in the consultation it was a high frequency of mentions that the high street ought to be pedestrianised, that may well have then become one of the recommendations. It isn't one of the recommendations at the moment. But yeah, those kind of things, people have their own opinions.
That's what I said earlier on. Do we still get an opportunity to actually put our five eggs in? I've just put my five eggs in. Mm. So can that be looked at and think, right, okay, because I personally... I don't think we do enough of, and you probably do. You've been around. You've been you've lived in Gibraltar. You've lived in Australia. You've been around. I look at certain places and I think, why aren't we doing that? Because that would work really well. I'm looking at these markets elsewhere. They work well. They do it. I think there's two times a week they come in, Wednesday and Saturday in this particular place, and it works. Yeah. And it's a lovely. It's thriving, and all the businesses around the town do really, really well. So I'm surprised that that's not on the list.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. Why don't we? I love that because I'm one of these people that I like to kind of throw all the juggling balls in the air and see if we can catch any of them. And I have learned over the years not to try and do too many things all at once, which is my natural tendency. And I do love all those ideas. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do the other. So what I'm kind of trying to do with the Shaping Newport project is we've been having forum meetings whereby people who are related to Newport, have businesses in Newport, or they're part of a organisation, come and start to put their ideas forward as to how we can work together to make these things happen. But we also need some volunteers and some residents. We need people to come to us and say, I'm thinking of doing this, I'm thinking of putting on a market, can you help? And then I'll be like, yes, brilliant, that's one of the things that we would love to help you and get an initiative started. I can't necessarily organise all that on my own. So part of the Shaping Newport kind of vision is to get the people of Newport, the residents. We've already got a lot of the businesses very, very passionate, helping, hugely. The Newport Business Association have been very proactive at, organising things in the run-up to Christmas. A lot of the local and independent businesses in Newport on St James's Street, Node Hill, we've got some new ones that have sprung up as well, are putting on things in their establishments, which really help to give that sense of community. For example, there's carols by candlelight tonight in the Cafe Isola in St James's Street. We've got various independent shops staying open late. Businesses are involved.
Say something. Yeah. So this is something that I get quite umpy about. But hopefully in a positive way, because the outcome will be positive. We're a radio station that is broadcasting right in the heart of Newport. We have an FM licence, which predominantly allows us to broadcast to Newport. Mm. And yet here we are waiting for people, and we do go out and we do ask people, come, give us your stuff. We can broadcast it. We can promote. Mm. We can do all of these things. We don't get enough. We don't get enough. And you mentioned about, trips around Newport and so on and so forth, which is great.
Yeah.
We didn't know about it.
Yeah.
So if we don't know about it, our listeners probably don't know about it either. And here you are. You've got this radio station that is a community radio station, a proper community radio station.
So
not commercial.
Have you just given me free license to badge you with every single press release
yes.
that I write? Excellent.
Yes, that's what we are all about.
You've unleashed Good. A monster, because I do love to kind of, include people on sort of like getting the word out. So yeah, I'll take you at your word on
you
that.
You have a machine
that
here
idea.
That is yeah. is ready to broadcast yeah. everything that is good about Newport.
Brilliant.
And I've been banging this drum, and it's only in the last month that we've managed to get guys in from the council.
Yeah.
and other people too to come in and talk about these things, because we want to promote it.
Brilliant.
We are, you know, a radio station that's based in Newport, broadcasting to Newport. Yes, we reach out and we, you know, we go as far as Sandown and Freshwater and so on and so forth, Southampton and Portsmouth even. And it is a case of that's what we do. We're a proper community radio station, and we ought to be every day promoting what is going on in Newport. But if we don't know about
it... I'm going to take you at your word, because I think that's an excellent idea, and it's definitely one of the things that really fits in with the ethos of Shaping Newport. So I'm going to invite you to the next forum meeting and say, look, because basically you are a stakeholder in Newport. And I love that word, because, you know, I try my hardest to not use too many words that people in the community that who are outside of the council or the parish council might not understand. So basically stakeholder is the idea that you have an interest in what's going on. So essentially someone who's a stakeholder for Shaping Newport is somebody who it affects. So Vectis Radio is definitely going to be one of our Shaping Newport stakeholders.
Good.
Which is good. So yeah, I'm sorry that you seem to have been left off the original list, but
we get a little bit here and a little bit there, and I'm thinking, hang on a minute, I've lived in Newport most of my life, I'm a Newport boy, we do so much good stuff.
So it sounds
here.
Like it's going to be great having you on board with the Shaping Newport project.
Good. Excellent. I'm going to badger you as well, because if you don't do what you said you were going to do, I'm going to be back on the.
What happened to action number four? You didn't do that one. So it's good. I mean, I love that idea of kind of, you know, bringing in those connections. That's the association part of Shaping Newport, is making those associations between businesses, communities, and bringing people together. So being able to reach out to the people who live in Newport through Vectis Radio is going to be a brilliant part of the project. Is about getting the word out as to what is happening, what's going on, and allowing people that sort of knowledge about, you know,
exactly
that the project is about what people have told us they want to see.
You're doing all this wonderful work, that's great, but who knows about it
at the moment?
It could be X amount more.
At the moment, we've got we've been doing a bit of social media has been the way of getting the word out as well. I'd like to see more people popping into 30 High Street. So this is inviting anyone who has any interest in finding out more to 30 High Street in Newport to find out more. Come and chat to me. Come and speak to some of the planners if they're in on a Tuesday from now on. Pick up leaflets, read the strategies, or, you know, give your feedback on the strategies as well. It's all about trying to get people involved, get that community, give Newport back its sense of identity. And
can I have one negative little pop?
Negative?
Yeah, sorry. One negative. Honestly, and I don't want to be. I really don't want to be, because you are looking at Mr. Positive, and I don't like it when people are negative.
Okay, go on then.
Okay,
as you don't infect me too much with negativity.
No. I'm just saying it could be solved in an instant.
What could be solved?
You've got a shop there that looks like if Steptoe and Son had a shop, that's what it would look like. That's where you got your regeneration thing. And I look at that and I think, hang on a minute, that doesn't speak to me.
Right.
If it's going to be regeneration, I'm picturing all these wonderful things that would be going on. Let's have a wonderful window. Let's have something that lights up and really, like, you know, you can see it and you think, right, okay, I'm buying into this regeneration thing.
Okay.
Let's make it extra
more
special.
No, just
basically, it should be in a better place for a start. It should have.
The reason it's where it is because it's you know, we have to remember that as people who work for the Isle of Wight Council, we have to make sure we're spending the public money wisely. So the reason it's there is because it's actually a sponsorship by the owner, who is allowing us to use that space as a meanwhile use.
Okay.
So in actual fact, the idea is that if we spruce the place up and make it look attractive to a potential retailer or business, then we'll just move somewhere else. And then they have, one of the objectives of, you know, helping to provide more occupancy of the retail spaces. That's kind of helped.
But you can
that.
See what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's done on a budget, to be honest. It's,
I mean, if you came down and we were in a cupboard doing radio, you would think, that's a bit naff, isn't it?
I'm not saying
that's my whole point. Yeah. It's bright and it's vibrant and it says what it is. And I'm not saying we don't want to appear too rich and wealthy, but at the same time, there is that you want to give off a good impression.
Yeah.
I looked in through the window some while ago, and don't get me wrong, I'm here and I'm saying we need regeneration.
Yes.
We need to start thinking about the future and start making things happen and moving things around and making it better. I'm not a negative person, and I don't like being around negativity. But I look at that and I just think that's the one thing that I look at and I think it doesn't sell it to me in a way that I want to be sold. I want it to. I want to be able to look through that window and see it and think, right, they know exactly. They know exactly what they're doing.
I'm writing on my list as you speak. Good, because
Matthew Chatfield did exactly the same thing yesterday in a meeting, and so did John Metcalf as well. So you're all aware of it, and I just wanted to say that.
So the Regeneration Hub has to be more appealing,
more vibrant. Say what it is. Okay. It could be deemed as, you know, if Steptoe and Son had a shop, that's what it would look like.
Oh, ouch!
Sorry, but
I come from a long line of scrap iron merchants. Actually, that was my grandfather's business was scrap iron. So that has been levelled at me before that I'm a Steptoe and Son.
That's my only criticism, because I just think thank God for people like yourselves and other people, because you know if this place just falls around our ears without us doing anything, in 20 years' time we'll still be moaning and groaning about things. No, let's make a difference. Yeah. Let's make some changes.
Yeah,
let's tweak some things.
That's what's so exciting about the regeneration team, the regeneration projects that are going on, is that they're about improvements, they're about progress, and they're positive. And it's you know, it's important that people, you know, come on board with that and, you know, get involved in things like Shaping Newport. That is open to the community to get involved, looking at people who want to put on initiatives, want to put on, you know, projects themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, you know, that it's a very exciting time to be working in this sort of department. It's about progress and positivity.
Are you here long term?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good for you, because you want to see it through.
Do you mean as in living on the island? Yes, yeah. Definitely. So the project is, it's an 18-month project at the moment. Mm. But you know, I'm already obsessed with Newport, so I think it's going to continue.
Okay, so in 5 years' time, where do you want us to be?
So what I'd love to see for Newport is that the Shaping Newport objectives of making positive change, giving the town a sense of identity, branding it as the historic county town. One of the ways we're looking at doing that at the moment is by providing businesses with what we're going to call a gazetteer, which is a set of information, the kind of did you know type information. So
right.
Did you know, a list of information about Newport that can be used to promote and market it if you are a person who is a stakeholder in Newport, if you're a person who in any way is connected to Newport and business organisation. Because at the moment, I think not very many people know all of those great things about Newport. So putting them all together in a pack with some fantastic photos that have been commissioned by the Newport and Carisbrooke Parish Council from Julian Winslow, great photographer. We've got some lovely photos that will be available for businesses, starting with the Newport Business Association, to then promote their business as a business in Newport, so that as well as they're promoting their own business, they're also putting across the messages that Newport is a vibrant place to have your business, that it's a historic county town, that it's got a lot of things that are positive about it, that it's got some... I mean, for example, did you know that Newport has one of the only intact medieval street layouts in the country? And so basically the street layout of Newport has not changed since medieval times. So you can overlay old maps of Newport onto new street maps, and they're the same streets. They haven't changed. We have a medieval layout. I know, things like that are incredible.
Do you know, talking to you, it's so positive. It really is. And I know there's only one little negative thing.
There's no
point
being negative.
I know I had a little go at you then before.
Yeah, I took that very well, I think.
Yeah, I think you did. But the trouble is, we answer a question with a question. No, don't. This place, I'm passionate about this place, and it's nice to meet somebody that is...
It's about Newport. Yeah, I am. I think there's a lot going for it. And one of the things that was very kind of sad to me was when I discovered that of all the towns on the Isle of Wight, the figures that I saw, and I haven't got the exact figures, were showed that Newport was one of the least visited. And that
really?
And it's our county town, and we need to reestablish it as that, you know, rightful place.
Do you
as
mean
a
like,
historic place with a castle, a minster, three rivers.
Mm.
It has more going for it than people realise, I think.
Yeah, and there's more than just supermarkets.
Yeah, more than just supermarkets. And,
right.
You know, for example, Church Lytton, that's a beautiful park, but underneath it is...
Hey, look, Claire.
Lots of...
We got to go, all right? Because it's a minute, it's about 30 seconds to one.
I could go on more and more about Newport.
And honestly, it's a breath of fresh air talking to you, and I know
Thank
that the regeneration
thing.
You're more than welcome. It's in safe hands. And all we can say is you've got to go online, you've got to visit, mm-hmm. and you've got to ask those questions and put your ideas forward.
Come online to the Shaping Newport website. You can also find out more on iwhiteinvest.com, which is the regeneration website.
The plug's just about to be pulled on us because we've got to go to the news. But hey, look, been a pleasure. Thank you, Claire. Will you come back again?
Definitely. Thank
Good.
You.
Good. Excellent. Thank you.
Bringing you the latest from the island and the world. This is the news on Vectis Radio.